as you know, we are entering into election period. We are entering into campaign. The election period is going to be in August, but campaign starting from May. The Media High Council suspended our newspaper just slightly before getting orders from the Ministry of Justice. Secondly, just an hour after that, the president said this in the parliament during the swearing ceremony of the Minister of Defense and the Army Chief of Staff, saying that he's tired of the criticizing newspaper. He's going to close it in good faith or by force. And he said that let those journalists who want to keep on writing that go write it in other country, but not Rwanda. That means he has already deprived us our rights as Rwandan journalists.
The chairman of the board of the Media High Council is Arthur Asimwe, saying here that most of the articles produced by your papers since January this year have been full of fabrications and were provocative.
What I can tell you, James, those are false political allegations and propagandas done for the interest of politicians. In the Constitution, the Media High Council is supposed to be independent. But it's not independent of the ruling party. It's not independent of the government. They are just political tools. That's why they are always used in such things. But coming back, when the newspaper in Rwanda, according to the new media law, which was on 22nd 09, write anything inciting or anything bad, first the Media High Council summons them and forces them to make collection of that. When they refuse, they are at least suspended for 2 months. Then if they repeat that, you suspend them for 6 months. Either Umuseso nor Omuvujis have never been summoned by the Media High Council officially, nor suspended for 2 months, which shows that this was politically manipulated and manipulated. They just want to eliminate us before the election campaign.
As you said that President Paul Kagame has said that if you, the media, do not like the closing down of your paper, you should go out of the country to practice your profession. Is that something you would be willing to do, to leave your own country?
My brother, you know, right now when I'm talking to you, I'm a lame person. My left-hand side has a screw and incidents as a result when they tried to assassinate me in 2007. I'm living on medication. I'm really a person with a lot of health problems because of my line of duty. So I've become a sacrifice of my work. And we expect many things. Like now I'm informed in 23rd of this month they will arrest me because of the editorial line and the speech. So I don't believe in escaping the country. I don't believe in being a coward. I'll remain here and I'm ready to face challenges.
There is another quote saying that the kind of information you carry in your paper, this is the quote from Mulama, that the kind of information you carry incite fear, which may eventually lead to the decline of foreign investment in Rwanda.
That's not really true. And if those words are said by such a person of the high caliber in such an office, we've never seen any foreigner complaining about that. Umuvujis and Umuseso are the most and the best-selling newspaper in the country. They are the only independent newspaper in the country selling that. All embassies are subscribed, all investors are subscribed, and they are our most readers. So let them say the truth that they are tired of our criticizing, of our independent view and analysis.